licking his lips. "How beautiful are the noble children! How large are their eyes! And so young, too! Indeed, indeed, I might have remembered that the children of kings are men from the beginning." Now, Tabaki knew as well as anyone else that there is nothing so unlucky as to compliment children to their faces. It pleased him to see Mother and Father Wolf look uncomfortable. Tabaki sat still, rejoicing in the mischief that he had made, and then he said spitefully, "Shere Khan, the big one, has shifted his hunting grounds. He will hunt among these hills for the next moon. So he has told me." Shere Khan was the tiger who lived near the Wainginga River, 20 miles away. "He has no right," Father Wolf began angrily. "By the law of the jungle, he has no right to change his quarters without due warning. He will frighten every head of game within 10 miles, and I have to kill for two these days." His mother did not call him Lungri, the lame one, for nothing, said Mother Wolf quietly. "He has been lame in one foot from his birth. That is why he..."